Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Friday, November 12th, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. Our negotiating committee conducted another merger and negotiation town hall meeting in Washington, D.C. today and reviewed our progress in Section 6 negotiations, as well as addressing concerns from those attending about the Continental merger. Our members are having their questions answered directly by our negotiating and solidarity committee members about issues such as representation, seniority integration, job protection, and furloughs, as well as the importance of remaining focused on our ongoing negotiations with management. There will be a two-week hiatus of the town hall meetings while the negotiating committee meets next week in Chicago with management and our National Mediation Board mediator for our scheduled negotiations session. The meetings will resume the last week of November on the 30th in Las Vegas, continue to San Francisco on December 1st, and conclude in Honolulu on the 2nd of December. Check our website for details and a schedule of the meetings coming to your location. We encourage you to take advantage of this opportunity to hear directly from our negotiators, as well as letting them hear your voice. The Department of Transportation, the DOT, yesterday gave final antitrust immunity and approval to United Continental and ANA for their proposed Trans-Pacific joint venture. This final approval is the last step in a process that included earlier tentative approval following the signing of the Open Skies Agreement between the United States and Japanese governments earlier this year. While touted as a big success for our airline by management, there are inherent dangers associated with any joint venture that contemplates moving flying away from United crews and airplanes. AFA-CWA filed our comments with the Department of Transportation last month during the period allowed for review. We stated our concern over the growing trend of antitrust immunity agreements by the DOT, which do not address a minimum flying to be by our airline and thus do not protect the jobs of our flight attendants. We detailed these concerns in the October 29th edition of Dear AFA and included a copy of our objections on the AFA website. If you bid for 2011 vacation during the primary vacation bid period, those awards are now available in your VAC bid screen on Unimatic. Bidding for the secondary vacation period will open this coming Tuesday, November 16th at 08:30 local time. Our website has our annual vacation article compiled to assist you in bidding for your vacation. As a reminder, the open enrollment and annual open enrollment process for your 2011 benefits is now ongoing and will remain available through November 24th. The UAL benefits site is easily accessed through the Useful Websites link on our AFA website, or you may call the United Benefits Service Center at 888-825-0188 to make your selections. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.